This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Next time you complain about American politicians giving long speeches, remember this. Chinese President Xi Jinping opened the 19th Communist Party Congress today in Beijing with a 205-minute oration, 3+ hours. The meeting itself is mostly a rubber stamp kind of thing. It meets every 5 years. We do know this year's gathering is going to confirm President Xi in a second term. Our brand new China correspondent Jennifer Pak is here with a little bit of what else goes on. Good to have you here.
Good to be here, Kai.
If I'm the average guy in the street, the average Lao Baixing in China, and I'm walking in front of the Great Hall of the People in Beijing or, frankly, in Shanghai someplace, does this affect me, this meeting, in any way?
Well, yes and no. All of the media you're going to consume is going to be wall-to-wall coverage of this party congress. But in addition to that, there'll be some inconveniences. If you like a particular program, an entertainment program, it might be shut down in the months leading up to this party congress. If you go to the airport, stepped up security. Across Shanghai, I was there last month, there was one police officer or security guard at every single street corner. Wow. This doesn't really necessarily inconvenience me, but it certainly makes me aware that something big is happening. And that is the thing. Across the country, you know something big is happening. In Beijing in particular, blue skies. How beautiful.
Normally, because they shut down all the factories?
They shut down all the factories nearby. Wow. And so suddenly, Beijing gets a little bit of a facelift.
Do they do things like the five-year economic plan and all that? I mean, is that what comes out of this thing?
Exactly. That is exactly why people are paying attention. Because in China, when you do business, there's no hard and fast rules. It just depends. That's basically the answer. Yeah. So when these meetings happen, when the Communist Party actually comes out and informs the people what they're doing, businesses, local and people who want to do business in China, and also China watchers will go in and they will parse through every single word in these speeches just to detect, is there a shift? Because, and this is important, the companies and the businesses that are in line with the government's goal, they may hitch off the back of these programs. Right. They may think of better faster approvals or easier access. The companies that are not in line with the government's goals, now that's when they have to watch out. And I'll give you an example. The last 5 years, President Xi Jinping has a massive anti-corruption campaign. Yep. Guess what? Luxury handbag sales went down. Restaurants holding lavish banquets, suddenly they saw a drop in their business. Casino revenues went down in Macau. So these businesses are suddenly impacted. So that's why people care.
What about American China watchers, right? I mean, if I'm an American, China lobbyist, or if I do a lot of business over there, is this something I need to be aware of?
Yes, you also have to pay attention to every single word. Where is the country headed towards in the next 5 years? And also, who is in charge? Because within this pool of men, this very small pool of men who are governing the country,
there may be the next president
for 5 years down the road. I mean, China is a very tightly scripted country. And the whole reason that they're trying to present all of this, you know, you see these men in black uniforms, the same shade of glossy black hair. That's to show uniformity, that the country is united, when in reality, there's lots of competition, conflicts within the Communist Party, within the central leadership, between the central leadership and the provinces, between the cities and the provinces. You know, you have lots of competing factors. And so that's why these events are so highly staged and managed.
Jennifer Pak, our brand new correspondent from Shanghai. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.